This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. No, I know there is now a scene of all these Hershey chocolate bars all over the place on a road in Virginia. Apparently, CBS 19 in Charlottesville reported that the truck was hauling 47,000 pounds of Hershey chocolate bars when it ran off the side of the road near Gordonsville. The chocolate stayed in the truck. The driver wasn't hurt. Isn't that funny? You know, listen, I know you guys, none of you were thinking about the driver. You were all thinking about the chocolate and if it was all over the road. Not one of you thought about the driver and was the driver okay. Well, the driver is okay, okay? You know, for those of us that, you know, are feigning to care about the driver's fine, all right? The police say he may be sighted. The driver told police that the car ahead of him had no brake or taillights and that he swerved off the road to avoid hitting the car. Police said the truck should not have been on that road. There are length restrictions for vehicles. The truck was 67 feet long, 2 feet longer than is allowed. So he may get cited. But Hershey bars, from what I understand, are not all over the place. Okay? And the driver is all right. Now, you know, making headlines today, and there's a lot of things out there making headlines. Duck penises apparently have made a huge health headline here, all right? And according to this article, they say duck penises grow bigger when males spend time together, and this helps them ward off sexual competition. Now, I don't know if you guys know about the male appendage of a duck, but they're corkscrew-shaped, they're very, very long, and I think they yearly go through some sort of a change. I'm not really an expert in that. I took a lot of biology courses, but my school did not spend a lot of time in the genitalia of ducks. And the researchers have now found that the size of the male appendage changes when he hangs out with rivals. Ducks facing more competition grow bigger penises to compensate, while some speed up when they enter sexual maturity to avoid sinking with bigger rivals, like sinking, like being sink, okay? So this gives these birds a chance of successful mating before they are driven off by competitors. See what they do? So they speed it up so they can get in there fast. This is according to Daily Mail. Now, most birds lack penises, but male ducks do have spiraling phalluses. And these have evolved through an ongoing, I guess, cat and mouse game with females. See, ducks, I don't understand how birds mate. I don't. I thought birds had some cloacal meeting of their cloacas, which is their main orifice down there. But I guess ducks, and it really looks like a corkscrew. It's a very mean-looking appendage, if you ask me. I mean, no wonder female ducks don't want that. But I mean, it looks like it's going to, like, I don't know. It really looks like a corkscrew. Okay, that is not anything that I would find very wanting or, you know, attractive. But they say a third of all duck matings involve forced penetration, driving females to adapt to long, twisted reproductive tracts to defend themselves. While a male's spiraling penis curls clockwise, the female's tractor oviduct spins counterclockwise. So most forced matings don't lead to fertilization. That's where foreplay comes from, okay? You're not going to get her pregnant if you force it. Yeah, I hate how animals get raped all the time. It really bothers me. My husband jokes that I got really upset. We were at a zoo, and I saw, remember I told you guys I was at the zoo in Arizona? And the girl turtle was trying to run from this other turtle. And then another turtle tried to jump on her. And then the first one got on her. And, you know, you see her upset. And unfortunately, that's what happens in the animal kingdom. But it's sad. It really is. So, to test how far the genital arms race goes, according to researchers at Mount Holyoke College of Massachusetts, they studied how male-on-male competition affects penis size in two species of duck. And the males from one species studied, the ruddy duck. We're not talking about rubber duckies. Rubber duckies have no phalluses, okay? But the ruddy duck, they're very promiscuous, and they have long phalluses. Males from the second group, the lesser scalp, form seasonal partnerships, and they have relatively short penises. And the team studied captive ducks of both species over two breeding seasons. This is in Connecticut. And they said some male ducks were kept with other males during the mating season, while others were kept with a single female. And they found that the lesser scalp ducks, right, if they hung out with other males, grew longer male appendages. So competition among males directly changes the way their genitalia grow. Now, some of you guys are like, wait a second, I hang out with the guys all the time. I got a man cave, and I'm still 6 inches, and nothing's changed. Well, we're humans. We're not ducks. I mean, we're talking it grew that quick in one season. Wow. For the ruddy ducks, the effect was more complicated, with only some males experiencing growth and reproductive delays when housed together. So they say many males fail to reach sexual maturity until the second year of the experiment. And I don't know how much more you guys want me to go into this, but hanging out with the guys sometimes is good for you. I noticed that with my husband. You know, if he goes 2-3 weeks of hanging out with me, we go on vacation and then maybe we watch Netflix on the weekend, he starts to get soft. But then when he goes out with the guys, he comes back and he feels more manly. I really think there's something about the testosterone and hanging out with other guys. I feel better when I hang out with the other guys. I always do. When I talk to people from medical school or, get together with my old friends or whatever, and, most of my friends were guys, my voice gets lower. I feel tougher. I want to exercise more. There's something about testosterone, just like women with estrogen and, their biological clocks being in sync. When I hang out with other women, and no offense to my girlfriends, but I don't feel very good when I come back. I just don't. I don't know what it is. Maybe I feel fat. Maybe I feel like I'm doing my makeup all wrong. But when I hang out with the guys, I love it. Maybe I'll start growing a male appendage. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. We'll be right back. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so let's see what's going on here with the latest. It's not looking good when it comes to health care. It sounds like the Cassidy bill. Now, you know, Senator Cassidy is a physician. And, you know, the Graham Cassidy bill is probably the last-ditch effort of this year to try to repeal and replace Obamacare. And I don't understand why it has been so damn difficult to get both sides of the aisle to agree on something. All right? I mean, just get rid of the individual mandate. Get rid of the employer mandate. Let's start piece by piece, little bits, baby steps. Well, according to the Washington Post, the latest Senate Republican drive to dismantle the Affordable Care Act would sharply reduce federal spending on health insurance and cause 34 states to lose such funding. That's according to analysis that details, you know, what would happen with the plan. The analysis was done by Avalir Health, a Washington-based health policy consulting firm, and a forecast that federal money devoted to Medicaid and private insurance subsidies would shrink by $215 billion between 2020, when the plan would begin, in 2026. Now, that would be the last year money is provided in the Graham-Cassidy bill. When I hear that Medicaid funding and private insurance subsidies would shrink by $215 billion, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't that what we're trying to do? Aren't we trying to give insurance companies less money? And aren't we trying to streamline Medicaid spending so that we could get people that we temporarily allowed to jump onto Medicaid during the dearth of the recession and during the beginning of the recession on to, you know, be able to just use it temporarily until we could, you know, transform them and transfer them to a better health insurance plan? I mean, aren't we trying to reduce government spending? But my guess is Avalir is saying this is a bad thing. They say among states, the analysis shows the greatest erosion of aid would occur in those that have had the greatest insurance gains under the ACA by expanding their Medicaid programs. States with relatively low medical costs, skimpy Medicaid benefits, and no program expansion would win out. They say Texas would gain more than any state, $35 billion, from the year 2020 through 2026. On the other hand, states with higher-priced medicine and generous benefits for their low-income residents, like California and New York, would, quote, lose billions of dollars. They say, but it's not the largest states that would win or lose. They say Virginia, which has always had tight Medicaid benefits and eligibility rules, would gain $3 billion. Maryland, a Medicaid expansion state with more Medicaid benefits, would lose $13 billion. They say the redistribution of federal money would be the biggest effect of the new Senate Republican plan. So as you know, basically Senators Lindsey Graham, Bill Cassidy, and Dean Heller helped sponsor the bill. Basically, they want to give more power to the states to do what they want with the money. So whether they want to give, you know, use the money to help pay down the high deductibles from insurance companies or use it to build clinics or whatever, it gives the states the power, which I'm a huge fan of. It gets rid of the individual mandate, the employer mandate. Is it a true repeal and replace of Obamacare? No. I don't think anything can really repeal and replace it. It's such a messed up bill. And I don't think anybody's going to vote for that. But I just don't know if something like this is going to fly. They say the bill has given Republicans a years-long quest to abolish much of the ACA, and, you know, they failed, obviously. The Graham-Cassidy measure will also get rid of a lot of the insurance subsidies, certain coverage requirements for individual Americans and large businesses, the health benefit requirements for plans sold in ACA marketplaces, and, you know, the insurance companies would have to offer the essential benefits, but not all of them. They could offer some plans for people that don't want to buy the essential benefits. You know, I mean, there's a lot of people out there that don't want to pay for an insurance plan that covers birth control, that covers mental health, that covers pregnancy. A lot of these, you know, there's a lot of people out there that go, look, you know, I just want something for my prostate. Yeah, I'm thinking I'm going to have prostate issues. It's in the family. Can I, you know, shave off the price of my insurance plan because I don't need mammograms and I don't need birth control and I don't need pap smears? Can we maybe shave some of that stuff off? And there's not that flexibility. So, you know, if an insurance company wants to attract, you know, let's say male, you know, policy holders, okay, they could go, look, this is a discounted plan that doesn't include, you're not paying for a lot of the other stuff that maybe women need. The problem with that is you need healthy people not needing the benefits in order to pay for the plans where people do need the benefits. You see? So, you know, if you just have women paying for mammogram benefits, you know, it's not going to be enough. You kind of need, you know, people not using the benefits. That's how insurance works. It's the only reason why insurance companies can stay in business is they have to rely on people not needing the insurance. So the essential benefits inherently make that happen. Okay, now, between you and me as a doctor, I thought it was absolutely ridiculous that a health insurance plan would not cover physicals. That's ridiculous. It wouldn't cover a basic mammogram. Medicare not covering a basic chest x-ray as part of a physical. You know, stupid stuff. Even I would run a urine test on a Medicare patient. Wouldn't cover it. And so, and I still, even after the ACA, Medicare was rejecting the urine tests. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You know, and so, you know, the ACA didn't fix that entirely. But private insurance, if I ran a urine test, if I ran an EKG, if I ran a chest x-ray, if I ran a physical, they paid. And I liked that as a doctor. And the patients liked it because they wouldn't get a bill. So, you know, having a physical, getting one physical a year, having that coverage is very cool. And that's something I am for. But there's a lot of people out there that need their insurance for, you know, a variety of reasons. And insurance costs have gone up so much. And when we are in a huge deficit as we are, and we need to figure out where to cut, trust me, I don't want Medicaid funding cut and people kicked off Medicaid any more than you do. But we have to streamline how we're using Medicaid dollars. We talked about how by the year, what was it, by the year 2050, was it, Medicare is supposed to be completely bankrupt. Now, until we figure out how to spend, right, our Medicare money, we're not going to prevent one of the biggest disasters in our healthcare history. But nobody's talking about that. Nobody's talking about how, you know, Medicare, Social Security, we're going to run out of funds. No, the government can just print money. Or we could just move money from something else. You know, tell Trump to not build a border wall and put the money into Medicaid and Medicare. All right. Okay, have you ever had a gambler in the family or had somebody who spent a lot of money in the family and, you know, they needed $100, so you gave them $100. What happened to that $100? It was spent. So, you know, we need to figure out how to spend this money wisely. Somebody on Medicaid shouldn't be on Medicaid for life. I understand if they're blind. I understand if they're disabled. I get that. All right? But the average person that, you know, loses their job in the midst of a recession should be able to get a new job, should be able to get new health insurance, and not need Medicaid. So the Medicaid expansion should have never been permanent. This is why we're having the issues that we're having. And this is why any attempt by Congress or the Senate to try to scale back Medicaid spending gets all these media headlines going, oh, man, so many people are going to be kicked off Medicaid. We don't want people kicked off Medicaid, but how long are they going to be on Medicaid? You know what? I mean, are they going to be on Medicaid for a year, for 2 years, for 10 years? If our country has to have 75 million people on Medicaid, and the majority of them are not disabled, what are we doing wrong from a jobs and employment standpoint? What are we doing wrong? You know, when unemployment benefits got expanded under the Obama administration, people were really happy. And but then there was a concern going, well, wait a second, you know, the money's going to run out. You know, and, you know, if there are jobs available, you know, what's to incentivize people to get off unemployment to go and look for that job? And one of my producers at the time said, well, why don't, after a certain period of time, you have to pay back the money, where it then becomes like a loan. So you get unemployment benefits, let's say, for 3 months or 6 months. And then after that, all right, it will get taken out of future checks. So it kind of incites you to go, okay, wait a second. This isn't just a handout. You know, I'm borrowing from the government. Maybe I better get that job so that I don't have to keep needing more money from the government. It made a little bit of sense at the time. 1-877-DR-DALY. Don't go away.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Our cop, Tom from Baltimore. Love you, Tom. He's still on the subject with the duck penises. He said, you say you want to find a corkscrew penis desirable, but if you were a duck-ess, female duck, the male duck's member called a ballistic penis would find you. Apparently males can actually shoot their members at a distance into the females. I heard about this. And some males have fish hook type barbs to ensure that all sperm is deposited. Yeah, you know, I heard about that, where they could actually shoot. Such violence in these, I mean, such violence with these animal species. By the way, have you guys heard of Atlantis? You know we have Atlantis, right? Underwater city. Scientists have discovered an Atlantis. It's an underwater city built entirely by octopi, octopuses. They flirt, mate, and even have den evictions. This is very, very interesting. New researchers show that octopuses or octopi are not loners, like previously thought, but they like to hang out in a small city off the Australian coast, which scientists have dubbed Octlantis. And they say they have all these complex social behaviors, and they even will evict you from their den. They chase each other. They get kind of frisky. I guess the site was found, observed off Jervis Bay off the east coast of Australia back in 2009 by Matt Lawrence. And up to 16 animals had been observed interacting there. Now we think there's more. All right. So international researchers led by the University of Illinois, Chicago, and Alaska Pacific University studied the site off of Australia. And they say the new site is the second gloomy octopus settlement found in the area. And the discovery lends credence to the idea that octopi are not loners. All right. What else did they do besides they piled up shells left over from creatures they ate. Like they like clams and scallops. They have little shell piles or middens, they call them. They sculpted them to create dens. And they say octopi are true environmental engineers. And I guess 16 animals have been observed interacting there. It had several dens. There was even a human-made flat object that they decided to keep and use in the area. And so then a second site was located just a few hundred meters away. And very pretty. I just, you know, who knew? But I guess octopi like to hang out with each other. Octopuses and octopi are pretty scary. You know, it's not just the ink. I think if I ever scuba dove next to an octopus, I just think he could strangle me. I don't like eight legs. That really bothers me. That scares me. But, okay, for us humans, what scares us is there's not enough new antibiotics coming down the pipeline. The World Health Organization and the United Nations has now warned us that too few new antibiotics are under development to combat the growing threat of antimicrobial resistance. They say most of the drugs currently in the clinical pipeline are modifications of existing classes of antibiotics and are only short-term solutions. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom said in a press release, antimicrobial resistance is a global health emergency that will seriously jeopardize progress in modern medicine. The report found very few potential treatment options for those antibiotic-resistant infections identified by World Health Organization as posing the greatest threat to health, including drug-resistant tuberculosis, which kills around 250,000 people each year. So there's an urgent need for more research and development for antibiotic-resistant infections. All right, now, priority pathogens, according to the WHO, World Health Organization, WHO, include those that also fight pneumonia or urinary tract infections. The report identifies 51 new antibiotics or biologicals in clinical development to treat priority antibiotic-resistant pathogens, even Clostridium difficile. But they say only 8 are classed as innovative treatments that will add value. So there is a serious lack of treatment options against, you know, drug-resistant tuberculosis, Acinetobacter, Enterobacter, like Klebsiella and E. coli. And these are bacteria that really put you up in the hospital for weeks. And there's some scary stuff. Now, you know, we've talked about why we don't have new medicines coming around the bend. Okay? And I am not blaming Obama, per se, but the Affordable Care Act really was a kick in the cojones to, you know, these pharmaceutical companies, all right? And, you know, when you are going to make a drug and you are going to spend the millions upon millions and millions of dollars and the years in research and development, you are really going to want to, you know, that you're going to be able to sell that drug, okay? You want to promise that you're going to be able to sell that drug. And this antibiotic resistance is growing, but you don't have many insurance plans, right? You don't have many, institutions that will purchase those drugs. They'll try everything else, and then maybe as a last resort. Is an insurance company going to sell as much of that antibiotic as they need to? And if they don't, why are they going to put the time and money into the research and development? Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh, there's Tom from Baltimore. Hey, Tom, how's it going?
Hey, Doc, happy New Year.
Look at you with your breadth of veterinary knowledge. I'm fascinated by that.
I was a 4-H'er, and we 4-H'er kids, we had to learn all those different types of things, animal husbandry and whatnot. So we grew up pretty wise to what was going on. So, no,
Very cool.
Didn't have teenage pregnancy, so 4-H is a good club. Anyway,
yeah.
That's about the penis issue, but I think you missed the best part. The reason I didn't want to send more misogynistic things about male ducks, what they do to females, I don't know if they got cut off or not, but the main thing was the countermeasures that the females have. They've got these puzzle-like vaginas that have a lot of dead ends, and they can trap that ballistic penis if it gets its hole in one, and they can snap it or drag it. In fact, when I was a kid, this is why I know so much about this.
Yeah.
I thought this duck was torturing a baby, but it turned out that it was explained to us that it was a smaller male, picked on a larger female. She got him trapped and was dragging him along like a pickup truck would drag somebody chained behind it. So, yeah, the females don't feel
funny.
So bad about what happened. They get back at him pretty good. I don't know what is worse, but between the two of them, boy, I'm glad we're people, right?
Oh, my gosh. I know. No, you know, you're right. Because here's the thing. If females didn't want to be mated with, nobody would, there would never be any baby duckies. So obviously, you know, females are choosing their mate somehow. That makes some sense. Oh, I mean, do they tear it off?
This one drugged this other duck for quite a while. In fact, drug him underwater and then up onto a little island. And the person who was teaching about this said they have a way of snapping it. Boy, if you're a male, you'd know that that's painful. If you've got your member in something and it snapped, and apparently that sends the message clearly that no, I'm not the one. Find someone else. So yeah, I don't know what is worth it. Barbs and ballistic penises and snapping of them. You know, yeah, it's a violent. I don't think it's enjoyment for them. I don't think they have problems with infidelity. if I was a duck and I found a duck that liked me, I'd stick with her.
Yeah, I know, I know. And I would be much nicer to their phallus. Yeah, trust me. I learned that the hard way. Tom, as usual, thank you. Very entertaining, all right? You have a good rest of the day.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. It is the Jewish New Year. We're celebrating the Jewish New Year. We do not get drunk on the Jewish New Year, okay? It's not like typical New Year's like you guys. So it is my New Year, and I'm supposed to be praying. I'm going to pray soon. All right, we'll get there. But anyway, back to the antibiotic issue. We need to figure out a way to incentivize more research and development. It costs a lot of money. It takes a lot of time. And we don't have enough drugs coming down the pipeline. All right, our life expectancy is dropping for the first time in years. Why? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We are Lifeline Screening, and if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening. The power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE. 888-815-5433.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have been doing so well with U.S. life expectancy, going well into the late 70s for both men and women, going into the 80s, and I expect both men and women to be by the end, if this hadn't happened, I'd expected men and women to both have life expectancy into their 80s by the end of this decade. That's how well we were doing. But now we're being told that U.S. life expectancy is starting to drop. It has dropped 0.21 years, which equals 2.5 months. Why? Because of drug poisoning deaths. And the number one drug poisoning death is opioid overdose. They say heroin overdose death rates have tripled since 2010. They say overall opioid overdose death rates have tripled since 2000. They say prosecutors in New York announced this week that an August drug raid yielded 140 pounds of fentanyl, which is the most in the city's history, and enough to kill 32 million people, according to New York 4. So the opioid crisis is so bad. You know, we talk about hepatitis epidemics in San Diego and, you know, a small one starting in L.A. And, you know, we talk about Zika. We talk about these other epidemics. And we forget that we have one of the biggest epidemics going on right now, the narcotic epidemic. So researchers from the CDC published an analysis showing the crisis has actually negatively impacted life expectancy in the U.S. Seven researchers contributed to the analysis that was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. The contributors crunched the numbers recorded by the National Vital Statistics System Mortality File, which is a storehouse of death data from all 50 states and the District of Columbia. And it looked at the years between 2000 and 2015, and it found that the average American life expectancy grew overall from 2000 to 2015, which we've noted. But then we lost about 2.5 months of improvement, and that may continue. So, overdose deaths, like we've talked about, has doubled. The average lifespan, they say right now, in 2010, the average lifespan for an American born in 2010 is now going to be 76.8 years. This grew to 78.8 years by 2015. And like I said, I expected us to be into the 80s by 2020. Now, opioid overdose, though, still is not in the top 12 leading causes of death. All right? We still have heart disease. We still have cancer. We have accidents. We have a whole variety of other things. They say the 12th leading cause of death in 2015 was chronic liver disease and cirrhosis. That killed 40,000 people. Opioid overdoses, meanwhile, claimed 33,000 lives that same year. Now, they say the gap was much wider back in 2000. Liver disease killed 26,000 Americans, yet opioid overdoses killed 8,400. So they say these findings suggest that preventing opioid-related poisoning deaths will be important to achieving more robust increases in life expectancy once again. So you've had a lot of people weigh in on how we need to reduce the opioid crisis, okay? A lot of people have weighed in. I've weighed in many times, and I have been very honest about saying I don't flip a note. I am really at a loss because it's very blurred as to who are the people in real pain, who are the people having fun and taking it just for a joyride, and who are the people who originally were in pain. The pain possibly resolved, but they became addicted, and now they're in pain when they try to get off the medication. So when you add those three different groups, you can't attack the opioid crisis the same. Can't do that for all three. Now, for the first group, that's pretty easy. Okay, for the first group, how we do it, or not the first group, the group that is using it for funsies and, you know, selling them and, you know, you make it a lot more difficult for them to get it. You have much stricter penalties if they get caught selling it. You make it harder. You try to stop the black market. So, you know, we can maybe, through law enforcement and through other sort of measures handle that, those, okay? People in severe chronic pain, well, we could get them involved with pain management. We could sever nerves that are causing the pain. We could go through certain, if somebody, let's say, is in chronic pain because of their knee, you know, well, then maybe we go, you know, we have a knee replacement. Maybe it's time for them to have a knee replacement. A lot of people in chronic pain, you know, deal with the pain rather than they get the medical treatment because of health insurance issues and premiums and deductibles and time off work. So we, with that group, we, you know, deal with the pain. But what about those who had a car accident or had a shoulder injury or had a hip replacement, were in pain, started to be on the narcotics, and then they couldn't get off the narcotics? And so they are very addictive, very tolerant to them. Okay, well, they could go into rehab. They could go into rehab. They can. And rehab is effective. But I think we have a huge number of people out there where any sort of pain, once they go through that, okay, they're scared. They're traumatized. You basically go through a post-traumatic stress disorder when you've ever been in pain and you've ever gone through narcotic withdrawal. And those people are very easy to relapse. So, do we have enough facilities to put all these people in rehab? No. Do we have enough pain management doctors and, specialists that can help people with pain and their orthopedic issues? Nope. Do we have enough law enforcement to, figure out how to curtail the trafficking and the people using these narcotics for highs? No. And a lot of the people a lot of the drug dealers that are selling the fentanyl are selling it to people in pain. It is probably one of the most, if you want to be a drug dealer, and I'm not trying to give you any ideas here, but the most successful or probably the biggest growing industry is the pain medicine industry, because it is going to be harder and harder for people in real pain to get the medicine. And somebody in pain or fearing withdrawal, will do anything to get out of that pain. And if you've never been in real pain before, you can't understand that. But if you have, you understand. And so drug dealers can very easily, thrive on the pain of others. And they will always have a market. The one thing we can all pretty much count on is part of our population is going to be in pain. They're going to have some issue. Right? They're going to have spinal stenosis, or they're going to have neuropathy, or they're going to have sciatica, or they're going to have, degenerative disc disease or something. That's something that we can always count on being there. And what are we doing? Well, we're going to the doctor saying, okay, don't prescribe any more medicine. And I've been talking to dentists, I've been talking to oral surgeons, I've been talking to family docs, I've been talking to surgeons, I've been talking to pain management doctors. So many of them are going, oh, I don't prescribe narcotics anymore. Okay, so if you're not prescribing narcotics, who is? Who do I send the patient to? I don't know. Don't you do it? I don't do it anymore. And that was even when I had my practice. I closed my practice to teach. But even when I had my practice, I'm like, well, I don't want to get in trouble with the board. I don't manage pain management. I will write 30 pills, but I need to send them to somebody who can manage their pain. And if you're not doing it, and you're the specialist, and you're not doing it over here, or you're not doing it, I mean, if everybody is so afraid, the powers that be are successful at scaring the doctors. But we still have people out there in pain. And that's going to push more into this, this higher push for the black market, illegal ways and means to get narcotics. So we have to be very, very careful on how we approach it. All right, because people in pain are going to need to deal with the pain. And if they can't find a way to deal with their pain, we may start seeing suicides go up. We have to be very delicate about how we do this. And we're not being delicate. Right now we're threatening doctors, and doctors are just, clicking off the pen. 1-877-DOC-DALY. We'll be right back.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.